We'll come out of recess, 11:03 a.m. Continue our discussion on Snap-on discussion.
I've handed Danny a brochure. I've only have one of them. Spur of the moment, I forgot to bring on original. But it shows you a scan tool, and this is something, I believe, Mike, you may have a copy
I
in
do.
There that shows you marked also. This scan tool sold by Snap-on has the capability of being able to scan all of our big trucks, basically, and some off-road emission type equipment. It's not designed for little pickups. We have the capability of doing pickups with what Doug's using out there and can upgrade that. This here is kind of important because they have Cummings is pretty much a sole source type thing. We now have the capability of doing Cummings engines with this, as well as Mercedes, Detroits, Caterpillar, all that. We already had the scan to be able to do Caterpillar with the program we used. This will be able to do all the other vehicles we have, except prior 2013 Cummings. It'll do from there forward, but we can't do from there back. But this will do a big variety of our big trucks and save having to run this particular truck to Springfield.
Have you already sole sourced it with Ron Eric?
No, it is actually doesn't have to be sole sourced. They have a cooperative agreement through Snap-on that we can purchase. Now, this particular scan tool is $13,000 for that, but it's able to, we could use it at any of the shops as needed. And what I'll do is do online training with all the mechanics that we can do that here and not have send them anywhere to do the training. They also, they only have two basic trucks that one covers the east half of the United States, the other one the west half that come around, but it may be quite some time before
area. So. Let me ask you something. Are you wanting us to consider a vote on this issue today, or are you wanting to just inform us about this being available?
I'm informing you because I want to be able to purchase this. I already have a cooperative purchasing avenue with Snap-on to get this, and I think this would be a great addition for all of our mechanics and shops to have.
And it's transportable, so you
it's
said
transportable. It has a tool chest and all that to use on all of our bigger trucks, road tractors, dump trucks, all of that type, and it will do some of the off-road stuff.
Well. Too, so.
But that's just giving you a heads up rather than you see a size of bill come through and wondering what we're buying. I do have that in the equipment line to try to get that.
Okay. So
you just make us aware of it.
I'm just making you aware of it. I'm going to go ahead and purchase it.
Okay.
All right.
You've, and to protect the county commission, you've taken care of all the sole source availability from those years and all that. Okay, I'm fine with it, but I don't want us to have a $13,000 bill. We have to come up out of our pocket.
No, Tom and Mr. Erickson and myself work pretty well together in making sure that everything's done right. So.
All right. Park service agreement with Southern Construction.
Every year this comes up, I'll make a motion that we approve the park services agreement with Southern Construction as to form with the attorney. He writes up the contract for that. So.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Is there any changes to it?
Not that I've seen.
No. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. discussion of the possibility of establishing a new library district.
We had a letter, didn't we?
Yes.
The other one doesn't expire till tomorrow, am I right?
Correct. They're asking.
Do they have a group of board members that have been established or recommended to the commission?
It just says we ask that you appoint the current board members to a new board. There's a steep learning curve for this complex project, and each of the current board members is willing to serve again, and they've all signed it.
I know that this this discussion, when the establishment of a library board takes place, they have 5 years of availability to bring a tax forward or the vote on a tax forward, which has to be approved by the county commission, but I think at least once we're obligated to do so if they bring it to us. Am I right?
Recommended by council is for to, if we decide to do it, we would need to make it effective May 2nd, 2016. That way there's any continuity of the activities of the old district, the new district would mesh. We would need to appoint a qualified five-person board of trustees as described in section 182.050. And also, the time frame of appointment of new board of trustees is 60 days. There's no time frame. So we wouldn't be reestablishing, we would just establish, because the one that currently is...
will expire tomorrow.
Will expire, yeah, regardless of what takes place. So I guess move to create a library district as authorized by statute 182.015. Effective May 2nd,
2016. Motion to establish a library book district. I can't hear you. I would just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're all right, Bill. Do we have a second then?
Well, do you have... What my question is have we looked to see, Brandon, if how many times they can ask for a vote from the commission? In a five-year period. It has to be at least once, the way that this came about last time.
Just says that a tax has to be approved by the voters within a five-year period. Such library district shall be dissolved.
further down.
That's down with sub-districts.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
gentlemen, we had a...
Here's the outcome of the right voting. This is the outcome of the vote in 2013, in case you want to see the yeses and the noes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, I think...
Here's what I'm basically, you know, after we made a decision I thought was in the best interest of the county, we were...
By not putting it back on the ballot, you mean?
Yeah. Some of the library board members called us stupid.
Some I think it was uneducated. I don't think we were called stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there also a statement by one of the board members that the only people that voted for it were the educated people in the county. Everybody else was uneducated. Those kind of things, you know, kind of put a burr under my saddle, caused me to hump up a little bit on a decision, although I have to take in consideration everybody and represent everybody in the county, even us uneducated and stupid ones. So I
can I use that against you, Danny, in the future?
I don't care.
Okay, I was wondering. You said it, so I was asking.
Yeah. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to ask for a tax to be voted on. We all know that, and in the minutes that we have from one of the other meetings, Brandon, I see where you said that the voters had spoken on the tax, but voting it down by such a large percentage, I think it was more than
64%.
Yeah, see, it's, but anyway, we also had discussions in that same meeting about the road and bridge tax and the sewer tax and all the other taxes that were coming forward. The establishment of the board, I don't see a problem with it other than the amount of times that they might come to a commission asking for a tax to be put on the ballot.